spokes, the wooden rim, and then the tires.
Uh-huh.
Steel tires, it was. I was confusing the word tire there with the modern automobile tire. Uh-huh.
The tubeless or the tube type?
Yeah, either one. Of course, it's always tube when I started, but now it's tubeless.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I like the tube.
Well, where did the word casing come in? They started out to be automobile tires. Now they're casings. They call them, go down and buy a new casing.
Huh. I don't know. I still buy tires.
I do too, but you know, and
they call make them, it a little more elegant. Right?
Yeah.
Well, what did you call those wooden racks that you had for sawing boards? Let's say you take two of these and put the board across it and then saw.
Mm-hmm. Now you say that's a...
And one like that and one like this for sawing a log.
Oh, yeah, those were sawhorses.
Uh-huh. Both of them?
This was here.
Mm-hmm. That's a horse?
Yeah, sawhorse.
Uh-huh. Any special word for this one?
I'm trying to think just what that would be. I don't know that we ever we use these all the time. Just cross them like that.
Uh-huh.
And then lay our log right in there.
Uh-huh.
In those crosses.
Put your foot up on there and saw.
Oh, yeah, take your cross cut saw.
Yeah.
Now, the other part there, I don't remember just what that would be. I mean, this here.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot I've forgotten. You see, you forget a lot of stuff in 40 years.
Oh, boy, yes. Forget a lot of stuff in 37.
Too. Yes, sir.
What did your dad use to punish you when you were a boy?
Well, now, I'm sorry to say, but he was, I thought, still think, was rather rough.
Mm-hmm.
His intentions were good, but I think his motive was crude.
Yeah.
As a rule, it was a good strap of leather.
Uh-huh.
In those days, we have bridles for our horses, usually with long straps of leather,
uh-huh.
Called the bridle reins.
Yeah,
that was his favorite, just to get a good bridle rein. And he'd lay it on a little too heavy, I thought. If we had been especially mean, he thought. I didn't think so.
Did he ever use the thing that he sharpened his razor on?
Yeah, razor strap. Yeah, and he used that quite a lot. But it was usually, it's pretty wide, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not as effective as
one of those straps that cuts.
Yeah, that's right.
That's very unpleasant.
I don't think they ought to use them.
No,
I'm against the idea.
That's pretty bad.
I think it's too crude. I really do.
Now, you mentioned the reins. What would you have these on? Buggy?
No, you see, a buggy where you had your horses hitched up and out in front.
Uh-huh.
You had lines that
uh-huh.
drive. You see, they went away long. They're 12, 14 foot long. You had to have a line on that horse to guide him.
Uh-huh.
But now these reins was on riding horses.
Uh-huh.
You see, you have your bridle on your horse and you get up here on the saddle.
Uh-huh.
And then that rein, 5 or 6 feet long, went down here to the bridle bits.
Uh-huh.
And you guided your horse with it, uh-huh. with the reins.
To change the topic again, did you have boards that you put over planks? Get a kid on each end and...
Oh, yeah. Always. Favorite. Teeter-totter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a favorite sport. Sure.
Did you have an old axle with a wheel on it that somebody put in the ground and put a board on
yeah.
so you could spin around?
Yeah. Many times. All of the schoolyards at that time, the public place had them. Very often our private homes didn't go that much trouble.
Uh-huh.
But all of the public playgrounds would have those mm-hmm. things. You know.
Was there any special term for those?
Oh, I'm sure there is, but I don't remember what it is.
Flying Jenny? Merry-go-round?
Yeah, always merry-go-round, and Flying Jenny was common. Yes, common thing, but they called them so many things, actually, to me, I've just forgotten a lot.
Whirly-gig.
Yeah, everything.
Did you have one of those things that you could use in the snow?